hope you had a nice weekend, because mine was a friggin' marathon of errand running and house cleaning, with an evening of canasta, a bean supper, and an ice cream social thrown in for good measure. You know what? I'm kind of looking forward to getting back to work today to rest up. Friday night, we went over to Nicole and Bobby Franco's place to play canasta. They're a nice couple, but as I've told you before, I'm not much for game playing. It just, I don't know, I find it kind of boring. So I end up medicating myself with the nachos and peanut M&Ms, which, to be honest, leaves me a little cranky. Still, they'd been asking us for ages, and we couldn't keep making up excuses, so off we went. And folks, the evening was everything I dreamed it would be. Driving home, I says to Charlie, "Geez Louise, we missed Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune for that? Bugger." Saturday, I got up at 5 a.m. I just couldn't sleep going over and over all the things I wanted to get done. I says to myself, "Self, the early bird catches the dust bunny. To heck with thinking about it, just get up and do it." So I did. I ate a light breakfast, and once Papa Bear was up, I cleaned the house good, then got organized for my errands. First stop, the busy bee to claim my reward for putting up with the canasta. One of Babe's famous homemade cinnamon rolls with maple icing. Oh, to die for. Then off to Hair Affair for my weekly appointment with Patsy. Hair coiffed, I'm ready to run errands when I realize I'd left my list back home. I know, my thoughts exactly. So back to the house I go, and it wasn't on the counter where I thought it would be. I look all round, the last place being my purse, and bingo, there it is, tucked down at the bottom. I'm thinking, how did I miss it when I came out of Patsy's? Double bugger. Then off to the A&P to pick up a few things, the post office for stamps, Rite Aid, I might as well live there, and Agway to get some red geraniums for my pots. Red geraniums always remind me of my grandmother. Where was Charlie in all this? Off to the antique car show down to Bouchard's farm, of course, with the boys. My husband has no problem accepting the weekend for what it is, time off. Anyways, he's out of my hair for a few hours. Back home, I put things away and go to plant the geraniums when I discover that the potting soil I thought was there wasn't. Come on. Oh, drive back to Agway via the Busy Bee for a chocolate frap, you know, to keep me fortified. Took me longer to plant the flowers than I thought, so by the time Charlie gets home and I get all cleaned up, we're running late for the bean supper down to the Congo church. You know what that means? No peanut butter pie. It's always the first to go. But I did nab the last slice of homemade strawberry rhubarb. Claudia Peavy had her eye on it too, but I was first and didn't feel guilty about it either. Oh, was it ever tasty. Swear to God, I think I was in bed by 9 o'clock and sawing logs the minute my head hit the pillow. Got up early Sunday morning, walked with Charlie and Scamp, cooked a nice breakfast of scrambled eggs, bacon, and toast, and had time to reorganize my spice cabinet before Mass. Really, when you can't find the paprika for the eggs, it's time. Then to Mass, home for a quick lunch, BLTs with the leftover bacon, then back again to the church to help with the ice cream social, where I worked as a scooper all afternoon. And folks, it's not as easy as it sounds, especially if half the containers are hard as a rock. On the way home, I says to Charlie, "Let's stop and pick up a couple of Italian sandwiches, barbecue chips, and Needhams for supper, because I don't have anything left. Put a fork in me, I'm done." So basically, I not only fell off the I'm not going to overcommit myself bandwagon, I was run over by it. But today's a new day, the house is clean, geraniums planted, and my spice rack's in order. I'm ready to regroup, cut myself some slack, and just say no, Nancy. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.